You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Holiday Inn hotel quarantine outbreak has hit double figures, with two household contacts of infected workers testing positive for COVID-19. The Victorian Department of Health has reported three new infections linked to the hotel at Melbourne Airport, bringing the cluster to 11. They are all household primary close contacts of previously confirmed Holiday Inn staff cases. Jerome Weimar says at this stage, authorities believe all 11 cases are of the UK variant.
We are at this stage, we are reassured by the fact that all of these positives are emerging within the primary close contact field. That is important to us. And although we are now seeing two cases of household transmission, again, this is in the household. This is the closest relationship that you would expect people to have, and therefore, that gives us some confidence that we are still on the track that we need to be on. But this is early days. This is early days in this particular outbreak. We have a lot more work to do today, tonight, and over the coming days. Heavily informed, of course, by a really good testing response, because the more we can see people coming forward, the more information we get, the better our understanding of how far this may have moved.
Victorian health officials have also issued a new health alert asking anyone who visited the Sunbury Square shopping centre on February the 5th between 3:40 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. to get tested and isolate until they receive a negative result. Victoria's Transport Minister Jacinta Allan says there has been extensive contact tracing, with other alerts also issued.
After interviews with the two new individuals in the last 24 hours, we have updated our list of Tier 1 exposure sites. Anyone who has visited these locations in the specified times must immediately get tested, isolate, and stay isolated for 14 days. And these two new locations, which were revealed yesterday evening as well, are the Commonwealth Bank on Kingsway in Glen Waverley, the times between 1:30 p.m. and 2:45 p.m. on Tuesday 9th of February, and the HSBC Bank, also on Kingsway in Glen Waverley, between 2:15 and 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 9th of February.
Queenslanders are also being warned to reconsider travelling to Melbourne as the state prepares to shut its border to travellers from the Victorian capital's coronavirus risk zones. The Queensland government will bar entry to anyone who has been to Melbourne's 29 exposure sites from 1 a.m. on Saturday. Queensland's acting Premier Stephen Miles says Melbourne has not been declared an official hotspot, but travellers will have to formally declare if they have or have not visited risk zones.
That will allow us to check whether they've been in any of the locations that have been identified by the Victorian contact tracers, whether they are required to get tested. I can also advise that the one person who we are aware of who returned to Queensland after quarantining at the Holiday Inn during that period has returned a negative test result.
It follows South Australia's decision to also lock out travellers from Greater Melbourne after the hotel quarantine outbreak in Victoria. Australia's Minister for Tourism, Dan Tehan, has told Nine's Today show the border restrictions are having a major impact on the country's tourism industry.
Ultimately, each state will make its decisions based on its health advice, but as the Australia's Tourism Minister, I'm here. Look at this wonderful Gold Coast. It is a beautiful spot. 666,000 jobs across the nation as a result of our tourism sector. So what we would love to see is snap border closures as a very, very last resort. We've got to be doing everything we can, first of all, to get Australians moving, travelling and taking vacations to support our tourism industry.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says advice from the World Health Organisation is that the AstraZeneca vaccine remains safe for use. The WHO has noted that while some European countries have limited the use of AstraZeneca in older people, the organisation is still recommending its use in people aged 18 years and above, with no restrictions in terms of age. Professor Kelly says the advice should provide some reassurance to Australians.
They are a very respected expert group. We have Australian experts who are part of that group and have been part of the discussions in relation to that vaccine and others. So first of all, it's effective. Second of all, it's safe. And third of all, it should be used and can be used around the world. That's the World Health Organization's view.
And Australia's first shipment of coronavirus vaccines has been formally approved and will arrive in the country within weeks. The European Union has formally approved the export of vaccines to 23 countries, including Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told SBS Chinese Australians should seek information about the vaccine from trusted and reliable sources.
Always go to official sources for information on the vaccine. There's lots of other misinformation that's out there. There might be information people are picking up from overseas. Disregard all of that. The only source of information that should be trusted when it comes to the vaccine is that is coming from the official sources here in Australia, from the Australian government, because our approvals of the vaccine have been done by Australian authorities.
New South Wales has recorded a 25th straight day of zero locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Three new infections were, however, detected in return travellers in hotel quarantine. In light of Victoria's hotel quarantine outbreak, Dr. McNulty from New South Wales Health says screening procedures are being conducted on travellers from that state. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.